News. Most of the 300 kids held at a Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas, are now at another facility. Attorneys who visited say those children were dirty and underfed, with older kids trying to take care of the babies and toddlers. Meantime, there's a House bill being considered to provide more assistance for migrants at the border. Live in Washington, Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, President Trump is threatening to veto a $4.5 billion border funding bill because it doesn't include money for more detention beds or for the border wall. Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan told Fox and Friends,
"We need Congress to step up and give us the funding to address this entire crisis."
The president's put off a planned ICE roundup of illegal immigrants, giving Congress 2 weeks to come up with an immigration bill. The clock is ticking as Congress leaves for July 4th recess at the end of the week. Chris.
And Rachel, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the White House is afflicted by mental retardation in response to new economic sanctions aimed at freezing assets of Iran's supreme leader and other officials. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Threats to international peace and security in the Middle East and around the world are on the rise. Iran's continued pursuit of nuclear weapons, its threats to exceed the limits set in the failed Iran nuclear deal in the coming days.
He spoke at a security summit in Jerusalem. A man who drove into a group of motorcyclists, killing seven, is arraigned today in New Hampshire.
Volodymyr Zhukovsky has been charged with seven counts of negligent homicide. Witnesses say he plowed into a group of bikers Friday night in Randolph, New Hampshire. One of the riders who survived the wreck says Zhukovsky's pickup caught a hard left into the group. The trailer he was towing acted like a whip, and as he put it, just cleaned us out.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Stock markets overseas are lower today. Dow futures are down 12 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is Fox News.
Welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know the F-150 kicks butt and takes names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class towing and torque.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. Totally saw that coming.
Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 beating the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call.
The Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar. It is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Now get a 2019 F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21040 on 2019 Ford F-150. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/1/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Michael Jackson died 10 years ago today.
The king of pop, Michael Jackson, died of a prescription overdose administered by his personal physician a decade ago. Conrad Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Jackson was about to mount a comeback in 2009. He was several years removed from one of what became several sexual abuse accusations, a subject that will remain a tandem part of the singer's legacy, thanks to HBO's Leaving Neverland. Michael's musical legacy is woven into the fabric of our lives, sparking celebratory moments for many. His death created a global social media frenzy. Jackson is survived by his three children, Paris, Prince Michael, and Blanket. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's sentencing day for a Mexican drug lord.
It's been 4 months since a federal jury in New York found Joaquin El Chapo Guzman guilty on all counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering, as the head of the infamous Sinaloa drug cartel. Today he learns if he will get the life sentence he faces. He has been held at a jail in Manhattan and was recently denied access to outdoor recreation facilities there. Judge Brian Cogan cited past escapes from high-security Mexican jails as the reason for his decision. El Chapo would likely serve a life sentence at the Supermax prison in Colorado in solitary confinement. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Police say a missing University of Utah student was last seen meeting an unknown person in a park in the middle of the night 8 days ago. Salt Lake City Assistant Police Chief Tim Doubt says they're working to find out.
Does Mackenzie have an alternate phone that she has used or is using? Who did Mackenzie meet in North Salt Lake City? Does Mackenzie have any social media accounts we don't know about?
The driver who dropped Mackenzie Lewick off at that park says she didn't seem in distress. She'd just gotten back to Utah after attending her grandmother's funeral in California. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good Tuesday morning, ESPN 93.5 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Some members of the family of Yin-Yin Jiang will testify in the sentencing phase for Brent Christensen, who yesterday was found guilty of kidnapping resulting in death and two counts of lying to the FBI in connection to Yin-Yin Jiang's death. Jiang's body has never been found. Her family put out a statement after the verdict saying, in part, as of today, we still could not imagine how we will live the rest of our lives without her. There is no language that can describe our pain and suffering. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker today is expected to sign a bill allowing marijuana for recreational use. The Chicago Tribune says Senator Heather Steens, a co-sponsor of the bill, said the bill would allow the licensed growth, sale, possession, and consumption of cannabis for adults 21 and over. Out-of-state visitors could possess half the amounts of Illinois residents. The law is expected to take effect next year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611366.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist from Simple. They're simply magnificent with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. High 86, low 66 with plenty of sunshine today. Up to 89 Wednesday and Thursday. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy. Morning showers in the forecast on Friday with a high 89. Partly cloudy on Saturday with a high 89, low 70. Right now, the temperature's at 66. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. Headline of the News Gazette, justice for Yin-Yin. Guilty. Trial of Brent Christensen. The verdict is guilty, all three counts. Guilty of kidnapping, resulting in the death of Ms. Zhang. Visiting scholar at the University of Illinois from China. Guilty of lying to the FBI by saying he slept and played video games on June 9, 2017. Guilty of lying to the FBI by saying that after he picked up an Asian woman, he dropped her off a few blocks later. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Family grieves, waiting now to hear the fate of convicted murderer at sentencing. The sentencing procedure will begin July 8. 1 hour and 10 minutes for the prosecution. Closing arguments for the defense, 10 minutes. Jim Dye writes in the paper this morning, News Gazette, what's there to say when there's nothing left to say?
Uh-huh.
They didn't have anything else to say. You know what they were the defense says, you know, you're probably going to find him guilty because he did it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it was like that one trial I served on when the guy beat the crap out of the girl on video, and the defense at the closing argument says, was it really that brutal? Because that's all he could say.
Yeah.
They've essentially said, well, you think she was really stuffed in a duffel bag? We don't really know that, do we? What? So, I'm going to take a flyer on this. I've said before, if you have a death penalty, if you don't use it here, you're never going to use the death penalty in Illinois. All you need is one juror to object to death, and that's it. Your life in prison. So I don't know.
The brief statement from Zhang's family, we've missed Yin-Yin tremendously over the past 2 years. Our wish has always been to find Yin-Yin, bring her home. We will not give up.
Yeah. Well, one person knows where her body is. And then the cover of the paper taken by Matt Deha, Peoria Journal star that the News Gazette has, is just excruciatingly hard to see and watch. It's the mother.
Poor family.
Wailing, crying, mm-hmm. saying, I don't know how we're going to live without her. But at least it went relatively quickly. One little note in the Jim Dye column in the paper said, as they deliberated, lunch was served. Could you eat lunch talking about the grisly details of this? I couldn't. I mean, it's noon. You eat lunch. I couldn't have a sandwich talking about this. Just an observation. Doesn't mean anything. Anyway, it's just a horrific thing that's been in our lives for a couple of years. Thankfully, almost over. Again, I don't really know. I try to be a biblical guy, and I don't know what God says about the death penalty. I think God wants justice, I think. That'd be a question for a Monsignor Mark or some very smart pastor that has an opinion on the death penalty, because I don't know. When you do evil, I think justice is good. I think that's what you're supposed to do when there's evil committed or crime committed against you. Justice should be served. Is it the death penalty? Again, if you have a law like that and you look at the facts of this case and you say, well, why wouldn't you in this one? It's all premeditated. It's egregious. It's heinous. It's all the words. And it's just, I can't wait for it all to be over. But again, you feel forever for the family.
Mm-hmm.
She was to be the doctorate, the breadwinner, so to speak, for the entire family. And it was the mom, the dad, the brother, I'm sorry, the sister, was it a sister of Ying Ying? And then her boyfriend
right,
was there in Peoria. Okay, it's 359-2255, 359-2255. Any thoughts on that? Pretty big story in Champaign-Urbana. We'll check your sports here in just a moment. Other stories we'll touch on. Do women really go out on dates just to get food? There's a new new thing out this morning that says they're not really interested in the guy. One third of the women say they're just looking for a meal.
Oh.
Would you do that?
I mean, that's kind of new to me. I haven't thought about that.
Well, we have children that date, and
right.
Apparently that is a thing. I did not know that, but one third of women admit they just go for the free food.
I see.
Also, how dirty is your office? I hate to tell you, and every time I do this, I am like Bill Murray and What About Bob with Kleenex walking around. But apparently everything you touch at work, according to Debbie Sardone, is as dirty as a toilet seat.
I see.
All that yet to come. 713, it's ESPN 93.5.
It's time for a My Journey with Mettler Minute.
You know, hey, I need to make some changes for next year to improve my health. I settled on Mettler as a place that was very unique, and to me it had the most to offer and the best variety so that I could get anything I needed there. Basically, there's everything you can think of, every type of physical activity, you know, all designed to help you accomplish whatever goal you set to get in better shape and just, frankly, just feel better.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to DriveChampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to DriveChampaign.com. Well, the decisions we make today and throughout our life impact our financial future. Home ownership is among the top financial decisions. But is it right for your situation? This message from Busey, because they know how to do this. You know, it's 38% cheaper to own a home versus renting. As we celebrate American Housing Month, Busey recommends you consider five things before making your decision. Time, how long do you plan to stay? That's a biggie. Risk, are you financially secure to weather a drop in home prices? Finances, consider how much you can afford. Mortgage rates, they remain stable and low. And listen to your heart. Do you want to achieve the dream of home ownership? If you're ready for home ownership, your next step should include checking your credit score, finding the lender and mortgage that's right for you, pre-qualify, get pre-approval, and consider how much home you can afford. Busey participates in nearly 40 special mortgage programs in addition to traditional financing options, and they've got all the resources you would need. If you're ready to take the next step, partner with Busey for the resources you need to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. Call 1-800-67-BUSEY, ask which mortgage loan program is right for you, or visit busey.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender. 7:15 on this Tuesday morning, June 24. Let's check sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Well, the Cardinals had the day off yesterday. They're getting ready to face the Oakland A's. It's a 7:15 start. Jack Flaherty on the mound for St. Louis. We'll learn more with your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds took advantage of their day off yesterday to have that Ted Savage Golf Classic. And now they get set to wrap up this homestand with two games against the Oakland Athletics. The Cardinals coming off of a series victory against the Angels. They so far have won four of their seven games on this homestand and only sit a couple of games out of first place in the NL Central. Now, some tough news yesterday. As it came out, the Cardinals announced Jordan Hicks had a tear in his UCL, which right now the team is saying that they'll have to wait to find out what the next step will be for Jordan Hicks. We'll find out more of that later on today at the ballpark. It'll be the right-hander Chris Bassitt for the Athletics going against Jack Flaherty, who sits at 4-4 on the season and is looking for his first win since May 14th. Again, first pitch 7:15 tonight. Ameren, Total Access pregame show at 6:20. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win, beating the Braves 8-3. They've got a game later today with Max Fried on the mound for Atlanta and Albert Aldrove for the Cubs.
Oh, we're going to start that kid, huh?
Exactly.
All right.
So, Wilson Contreras, a big bat yesterday.
Stares in, gets the sign from the catcher, Flowers. The pitch, this one is hit in the air, fairly deep to right field. Going back is Marquez. He looks up, hits in the basket for a home run.
Yeah, Wilson Contreras. Come
and
on.
They're saying the deal with Craig Kimbrell could be locked in by the end of the week.
End of the week, he's given up one run. Gave up a run last night, two-thirds of an inning, but two and a third, he's given up one run. Craig Kimbrell, the closer, could be activated later this week for Chicago.
And why didn't St. Louis go with that?
Had Jordan Hicks.
Okay, gotcha.
Nobody has thrown harder in baseball for the last 2 years than Jordan Hicks, 104 miles an hour. But
and the torn UCL usually leads to Tommy John surgery.
I think Tommy John surgery, and you may not come back from that. Kid's 22. A lot of guys do come back, but Trevor Rosenthal obviously had problems. The Nationals let him go. He had a ERA of 22. Meaning he lets in 22 runs every nine innings. That's not good. And so they let him go. He's out there. If the Cardinals want to sign him to a minor league contract or something, wouldn't cost much. Anyway, Jordan Hicks, if he's headed to Tommy John, that's a year. So that's such a shame. He's such a fireballer. But again, how do you throw it 104 miles an hour with some sort of consequence? I don't know.
That's right. Anyway. Boston beat the Chicago White Sox. That final was 6-5. And they've got a game later today. It's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay. Okay. Well, and again, are the Cardinals going anywhere? That's just a bummer, though. Jordan Hicks, their closer, so the Cardinals will have to make some moves here. And again, it's right there. They're right there in the Central. It just doesn't feel like a playoff team, at least today. But maybe. You never know. It's only half the season gone. All-Star break about 10 days away. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Sunshine today, high 85, 66 our low tonight, 89 with a 30% chance of an isolated shower down to 68 on Wednesday evening. Morning showers in the forecast, a 40% chance of that Thursday and Friday, actually. Highs around 89, up towards 90 on Saturday with partly cloudy conditions for the low November. Monday, we've got the 5K that kicks in on Friday night. A golf cart parade at 8. I hope the weather holds out for us. Temperatures currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships depend on trust. I'm trying to read two things at once. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Ask for Starla Carr. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Botox maker Allergan is being sold to drug company AbbVie. The cash and stock merger plan would value Allergan at more than $61 million. AbbVie was formerly part of Abbott Laboratories. Eldorado Resorts has a deal to merge with Caesars Entertainment, but if it walks away from the deal, it will owe Caesars a breakup fee of more than $418 million. And if the deal is rejected by shareholders, each will owe expenses up to $50 million. Builder Lennar is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. Though the average price of a home declined, Lennar says that's because its Texas home buyers were buying more affordable homes. Beyond Meat shares are losing ground after news that Whole Foods has selected a British competitor, the Meatless Farm, to supply its plant-based burgers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Russia has docked a warship in Cuba. That's interesting. We've kind of gotten into this whole cruising to Cuba now. It's kind of, well, now tourists are seen in this picture from the Sun newspaper taking pictures of the Russian warship. Can anybody say Cuban Missile Crisis? Does anybody know that history? Where we had a Cold War buildup and Cuba was putting all kinds of launch, Russia was putting, Soviet Union back then, was putting all kinds of launch sites in Havana, in Cuba. And so our reconnaissance saw it, reported back to John Kennedy that they got missiles that can really hit us now. They're 80 miles away. That was called the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 60s. And it was close to a mess, a real mess. Essentially, we privately said we would dismantle some stuff in Turkey and that we would promise not to invade Cuba. And then they backed down. We had the blockade. Here come the warships. Here's our blockade. The Soviets turned around and went home. So it was a very scary time because we had nuclear. And so now this is revisiting those memories for the older people. Let's say, wait a minute, what's going on in Havana? This is probably all part of the Iran thing. The sanctions that the president put on Iran yesterday are going to hurt. Now what do they do? But he's still willing to talk to them. I just don't think they're going to talk to us. And he said, the diplomatic channels are over forever as they chant death to America. They've been doing the same chant for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I think he's come up with something new. Somebody, who's on the chant team there? Death to America is all you got? Come on, man, more creative. Since the Iranian hostage crisis in 79 and the Shah and all of that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all kinds of stuff. Immigration appears to continue to be a mess. Congress just can't function. They can't work as a body. They can't work as anything to pass anything that'll get through both the House and the Senate. House controlled by Democrats, Senate controlled by Republicans. And it's a crisis. It's a mess. And it's just you can't function. So it is what it is. And so Mexico appears to be toughening on their side of it, probably for fear of sanctions and tariffs and all these other things that Donald Trump said he'd do. So there's that. So always something to work on. Tomorrow and Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday nights are the Democratic debates on NBC, 10 one night, 10 the other. And Joe Biden, may I just say, I found myself feeling sorry for him last night. He's trying to be a round peg fitting in a square hole. He's not a leftist, and he's trying to be a leftist now. He's compromising everything he stood for 46 years as, you know, liberal, but kind of toward the middle. Not way out left, where you get free everything for the rest of your life, and the government will take care of you for everything on every issue. And Joe Biden's trying to fit in, and it sounds really weird, and it's like, who are you? I don't think Joe Biden makes it past these debates. I just don't. You can't just be whatever the people want you to be. You have to stand for something. But he can't say what he said for 46 years or he'll get booed in this primary. They'll boo him. You got to go for reparations for African Americans, reparations now for lesbians, gays, all they want reparations now. Mm. You got to be for Medicare for all, health care for all, school for all. How does there, unless everybody work for free, I don't know how you do it.
Wow.
So it's gotten, and they're just yelling. They're all yelling, and they're trying to get the 45 people in the audience. You see Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, had 15 at his big rally. 15.
Wow.
And 15 people. Because there's 25 candidates. Anyway, but Joe Biden is not a leftist, but he's playing that part for now to try and survive this. I just don't think he can do it. And plus, he stumbles on some things and says stuff. So there's all that going on. You can always text in 359-2255 if you'd like.
Actually got one from Kenny talking about Brent Christensen, and he deserves death, but he'd find them a body. He could have an option.
Is it worth that much? Life in prison for this monster? To find the body? Is, I guess, peace, I suppose, for the family to take her remains back to China? I don't know. This guy didn't even react when they read the verdict. 359-2255, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will be happy to take care of all your appliance needs. They're family-owned, have been in business since 1977. All they do is appliances, meaning they're really, really good at this. So if you want an appliance from Maytag, Electrolux, what's the one, Beko's the new one?
Yes.
That's a European one that's really getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
Low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Their people know their product, which is wonderfully refreshing. They can explain why this one is different from this one. I can't, and generally the guy at Menards can't either. Sorry. But big box stores can't either. Because they just don't specialize.
No.
They go stir the paint and come over and sell your washing machine.
Right.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to go. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Customer service, affordable pricing. Check out the Champaign location. It's on North Neal. It's before you get to I-74. You can start online. Check them out on the web here at appliance-world.com online. Appliance-world.com. All right. Good to have you listening. Dr. Todd coming up. You know, fireworks are a problem for my dogs. We'll talk to the veterinarian about that coming up in the next 20 minutes. Dr. Todd Likens, stand by.
The Cardinals host the Arizona Diamondbacks July 12th through the 14th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, fans will take home a replica of the 2009 All-Star Game jersey. On Saturday, fans will receive a Cardinals golf umbrella courtesy of St. Louis Children's Hospital. And Sunday wraps up the weekend with the Cardinals brim straw hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. That's July 12th through the 14th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The White House is afflicted with mental retardation, according to the Iranian president, who's lashing out after new U.S. sanctions against it. National Security Advisor John Bolton says all options are still on the table after the U.S. called off a retaliatory missile strike.
This was an exercise of restraint and discretion by the United States, and Iran should not mistake it for weakness.
Bolton also commenting on Syria, saying the U.S. would like to get rid of foreign forces there, an apparent reference to Iranian troops. Congress looking to cobble up a bill to give migrants more help at our southern border.
President Trump is threatening to veto a $4.5 billion border funding bill because it doesn't include money for more detention beds or for the border wall.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And in North Carolina, 18 Fort Bragg soldiers sent to the hospital for sweltering heat. This is Fox News.
Check your local news, brought to you by your mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Go see Justin Gensler. He and his team will take care of you because that's what they do. What do you do with my copy? I was just clipping along here in my own little world. I apologize.
Justin Gensler's a good guy, though.
Yeah, he is. Well, who'd he pick? It was a shock in the NCAA tournament. It was unbelievable. He had, Justin Gensler had, like, some sleeper all the way, and they darn near did it.
Okay.
It's your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler. and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A guilty verdict for Brent Christensen, accused of killing visiting UI scholar Yin-Yin Jang. He was convicted on all counts, including kidnapping resulting in death and two charges of lying to the FBI. Jurors took less than 2 hours to come to a decision. The penalty phase is set to begin next month and should last several weeks. He could face life in prison or the death penalty. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for those responsible for breaking into storage units in Ogden and St. Joseph. Two different vehicles have been seen on video surveillance close to the time of the break-ins. One looks to be a smaller, dark four-door sedan like a Nissan Versa. The other is a smaller SUV. The subjects appear to be using bolt cutters to remove locks from the units. Most of the burglaries have happened in the late evening to early morning hours, and they've happened in the last 6 weeks. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
We're going to talk about cleaning your office and stuff. Well, you only need CMI for all of that, right?
That's right.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Bloomington Road in Champaign. Janitorial Supply, they got all this stuff to go squirt, 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 and clean.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, you don't have to touch a darn thing in that bathroom. How do they do that?
Enzymes that eat it all up?
Yeah, well, they got a machine, so you don't have to touch it. I did it. Anyway, it goes just like a Bloomington Road in Champaign, CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated, 359-6262.
Love seeing the sunshine. Today's high 86, low 66. Isolated shower chance at 30% on Wednesday. High 89, low 68. Loman Park is where we'll be for Neighborhood Nights, a Wednesday evening feature with Sapphire on stage. That's over by Thomas Paine Elementary School. Some morning showers could come our way Thursday, then partly cloudy, high 89, low 70. Up to 89 both Friday and Saturday, too, with just a slight chance for showers. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, speaking of cleaning, I, from time to time, get hold of a cleaning person, and she's one of those really professional kinds that understands how filthy our office is. Not just our office, offices in general. She's Debbie Sardon. How are you?
Hey, Stevie J. I'm doing great this morning.
Founder of Cleaning for a Reason, Debbie Sardon. The majority of offices are filthy. I want to quit the interview right now. Debbie?
Well, don't. What? We need to talk about germs in the workplace.
I'm going to walk around like Bill Murray with Kleenex, and what about Bob? I can't touch anything now. This is gross stuff. Tell me about it so I can get better.
Well, the truth is, if you're at work, you need to reach for the hand sanitizer because your surroundings could actually be dirtier than a toilet seat.
What am I supposed to do with that, Debbie? Come on. You're in the cleaning business. You're trying to sell product. What am I supposed to do with this?
Offices are prime breeding grounds for bacteria. In fact, up to 10 million different strands of bacteria can be found on your desk alone. So there are some things you can do to prevent yourself from becoming sick, but just being aware is the first step.
Okay, break it down. What do I do today, Debbie?
Well, there's so many people coming to work sick. People are afraid of losing their jobs. In fact, 86% of respondents out of 1,000 said they come to work sick. And so the best thing you can do is just regular old-fashioned hand washing with warm, soapy water. And do that more frequently when you're in an office and people are walking around coughing and sneezing.
Because generally everything goes from the hands to the ear, nose, eyes, throat, all that stuff, right? So we touch our stuff, we scratch, we pick our teeth. All that comes from your hands. So when you touch stuff others are touching, that's how it's transmitted. So wash your hands, keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, ears, mouth, all that stuff.
Exactly. And if you wash your hands more frequently, you're less likely to spread those germs around everything in the office and in the workplace that people are touching, like the microwave handles. Nobody's wiping those down with sanitizing wipes, or the refrigerator handles in the communal kitchen. So all those little things people don't think of, everybody wants to clean the inside of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking about the handles that everyone is touching.
All right, so how often do I need to get a wipe and wipe the handle down? Not every day, certainly. Every week?
Certainly not every day. Once a week is a good idea, but mostly and especially after. There's been a lot of people coming to work sick. I mean, the best thing that can happen is if you're sick, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pass your germs around.
Mm-hmm.
But when people do come to work sick, grab out the hand sanitizing wipes. Wipe down the handles in the kitchen. Wipe down the keyboards at the desk where people sometimes share each other's
mm-hmm.
computers, the telephone receivers. Just grab the sanitizing wipes. It's pretty simple. It's fast, and it's effective.
By the way, wipe your own cell phone because that's dirty too, right?
Oh, they're absolutely filthy. And people are sharing their cell phones, showing pictures of their kids and their dog and their soccer game, and then they take their cell phone into the restroom with them.
Yeah, I don't know why I talk to you. Every time I do, I need a hazmat suit. It's just impossible.
A little bit of prevention goes a long way.
Okay, how do people find Debbie Sardone, S-A-R-D-O-N-E, Cleaning for a Reason?
To learn more about Cleaning for a Reason, you can visit ISSA Charities at issacharities.org, or you can simply visit issa.com, which is the Worldwide Cleaning Association.
I'm going to go wash my hands. Thanks for joining us, Debbie.
Thank you.
Every time. I just don't know why I do it. Go see CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, because they got all the suckers to kill all those germs.
Right.
Let's go buy whatever spray bottle Betsy tells you to use.
And in the meantime, cleaning off my cell phone soon. It does have a lot of fingerprints and stuff on
well,
there.
Think about it. We pass it around all the time.
Yeah.
There are still, I would really like to know how many people go to the bathroom and don't wash their hands. I mean, I really would.
Right.
It's at least half.
You know, there's a new trend to get only dryers and no, you know, towels for your hands or whatever, the paper towels, and a lot of people skip because of that, because they don't want to.
No, I don't. I would venture to say men are real bad at washing hands. It's anecdotal. Anyway, I really wish people wash their hands after they use the bathroom.
Right.
But I would be afraid to know. Fearful, actually, to know. I would guess men would be more of the culprit there. That'd be my guess. Okay, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You're looking for a great dealer, somebody who stands by their products, and they've got Honda and BMW. They've just got great product. So you go test drive something on the Honda side, the Beamer side, even the pre-owned. You were driving some great stuff, and you thought that they were great, the Pilot and the
Passport?
Yep. Yeah, those are nice SUVs.
And for me, it was an upgrade for us. It was 150,000 miles less than what we were in a leather package and better speakers. And
your theory has always been don't have a car payment, which is quite smart.
Yes.
And your insurance will be less because the value will be less. All
mm-hmm.
those things add up. It really does. And that's awesome because they took care of a wonderful pre-owned for you. If you want something pre-owned, Dale's there. They've got Craig on the Honda side, Ken on the BMW side. Ben Quattrone, great service before, during, after the sale. Their service department is an award-winning service department. So if you want a great dealership, you've never been over there, I invite you to stop by today and just browse around. They'll ask if you need help, but they're not going to pressure you on anything. Off Neil at Burwash Savoy, start online, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com. Fireworks and your dogs coming up in less than 10 minutes. If you have a question for our veterinarian, 359-2255, you can text that right in. On this Tuesday morning,
Todd Durnell, Durst Cycling Fitness. How long have you been here? have for about 3 years now. Durst has been in business for 83 years. We're few and far between out there. And like I said, we've got two different locations here in town, too. So we've got the university location and the South Madison location. Quality and service at Durst Cycle. I've been in customer service for about 30 years. So, yeah, I love seeing happy faces on people.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
At Luther Falls in the Champaign and Bloomington area, falls in love with your cabinets. Falls in love with your granite countertops. Falls in love with the remodeled bathroom. Falls in love with the kitchen of your dreams. Luther Falls has all the top brands you want in cabinetry. The big time brands like Haas Cabinets, JK Cabinetry, Medallion Cabinetry, and Dynasty Omega Cabinetry. Luther Falls is your source to make your kitchen look as perfect as you envision it. Go ahead and falls in love with Luther Falls.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
Are your carpets filled with memories, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy with more styles and colors to choose from. Right now, it's free installation on any purchase of $5.99 or more, all by licensed local pros backed for life. Today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $5.99 minimum purchase required, typically $6.99. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through August 28, 2019.
The last weekend in June, head 8 miles south of Champaign to Tolono with their Twilight Track 5K, Friday, June 28th. And at dusk, a free outdoor movie for the family under the stars. The start and finish line for the Tolono Twilight Track 5K is at the Scout Cabin in Westside Park with Busey Bank of Tolono volunteering their services to help out. Some of the highlights for Tolono Fun Day on June 29th include the parade at 11 a.m. and American Patriot pyrotechnicians popping off their fireworks just after 9:20. Get more details at the Tolono Fun Day Facebook page.
Experience food, drink, and fun at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, West Springfield in Champaign. Stop in this spring and summer to enjoy bar specialties. From their famous Slugger Burger to their never-ending nachos to daily specials. Come be a part of the party. And whether you're cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals or the Chicago Cubs, cheer them to victory with a cold drink in your hand at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Food, fun, cold drinks, and the place to be this summer. Come be part of the party at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Champaign.
All right, quarter till ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines, Diane.
The Cardinals taking on the Oakland A's with a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network as the Redbirds took advantage of their day off yesterday to have that Ted Savage Golf Classic, and now they get set to wrap up this homestand with two games against the Oakland Athletics. The Cardinals coming off of a series victory against the Angels. They so far have won four of their seven games on this homestand and only sit a couple of games out of first place in the NL Central. Now, some tough news yesterday. As it came out, the Cardinals announced Jordan Hicks had a tear in his UCL, which right now the team is saying that they'll have to wait to find out what the next step will be for Jordan Hicks. We'll find out more of that later on today at the ballpark. It'll be the right-hander Chris Bassitt for the Athletics going against Jack Flaherty, who sits at 4-4 on the season and is looking for his first win since May 14th. Again, first pitch 7:15 tonight. Ameren, Total Access pregame show at 6:20. And for the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
Oh, that's me. Cubs over the Braves, 8-3. They've got Albert Alzole on the mound today, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9 versus the Braves' Max Fried. So game two in that series as it goes on. Again, your home of the Cubs is US 105.9. Boston over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 6-5. Boston using David Price on the mound in the contest today and Cameron Fulmer for the Chicago White Sox. There's also been news about the College World Series in that best of three finals. Michigan Wolverines over Vanderbilt's Commodores. That final was 7-4. And I was looking at some trade action with the Blackhawks obtaining veteran defenseman Calvin DeHaan with the Carolina Hurricanes. Also trending is the wrongful death lawsuit that no longer names Tiger Woods in a claim against a South Florida restaurant that carries the golfer's name. He's just an investor in the restaurant and is no longer going to be fighting legal action in that wrongful death suit of the fella who drank too much and then got behind the wheel.
An employee or something, bartender.
Mm-hmm. So that's Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, 7:48, Dr. Todd Likens coming up next. Fireworks and your dogs, they sure bother me because they bother my dogs. So pop, pop, pop is our dog's A little Olive gone through that at all?
Not really, but she's young enough that we just haven't really paid that much attention. She has her spastic moments all the time.
Yeah.
But I know that you can put some classic rock on that has a nice beat to it and a lot of bass and kind of drown it out, from what I understand.
Okay.
So when you leave the house, you leave the radio on.
I generally put ESPN on.
Okay.
Or Christian FM.
That probably works just fine.
Christian FM generally, too.
Okay.
Helps, and my dogs are Christian. Okay, ESPN 93.5, we'll check in with Dr. Todd Likens, 359-2255. If you have a pet question, stand by. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Experience Naya, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, now open at 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Celebrating food and people is what they do best.
My name is Ann. My husband and I had dinner at Naya, and we loved every dish. We visited Rome a few months ago, and this is a true, authentic Italian menu. I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
From the University of Illinois, Police Officer Charles Hoskins.
I take a whole approach about community policing. You have to get out and talk to people. You have to engage people. You're going inside a 7-Eleven or whatever, or a Quick Stop or wherever, to get a soda. You know what? Find out who's behind the counter. You know, nowadays with today's world, people don't care if you're a cop. To an extent, they don't. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to trust you. I've had people that I've built relationships in the community for years. They find out about something, whether they see it or involved in it, they hear about it, they'll come and they'll tell me because I built that trust up with them. I go to the same barbershops they do. You know, my child goes to, you know, same schools, or you might attend the same church or what have you. You got to invest in the community. You can work here, that's fine, but if you don't want to be a part of it, it's going to be very difficult for you to get results when you have pressing issues or things of concern going on in your community.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help with more of those brands in stock, like DeWalt. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. Shop July 4th savings and get a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit for just $179. And save $10 on a DeWalt Tough Grip 27-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set, now for just $9.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7-3 U.S. only.
Here's your weather, Diane Ducey.
Looks good. Lots of sunshine today. We're expecting a high of 85, 66 our low tonight. Slightly warmer Wednesday through Saturday with a high of 89 expected, down to around 70 in the evening. And the chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 30% most days, 40%, especially in the morning on Thursday and Friday. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Tuesdays, we talk pets. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro at Madison Kirby in Champaign and next to the police station in Mohammed, home of the English cream slash golden retrievers that are white. How are you?
Hey, we're crazy already today. That's a good thing.
Well, what are people coming in this early for?
Oh, you know, Walterizing starts early and goes late.
That would be getting your dog washed and cleaned up for only, what, $20?
$20, and that includes the nails.
It's such a deal. Okay, 4th of July is ahead, and my dogs, Bella, Charlie, I don't know exactly, Lovey, if that bothers you, but those firework pop, they're really bothered by that. Why?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's the volume of the noise, you know, that affects them more than anything. First of all, last night I had a dog come in who is a hunting dog, so he's used to guns going off and everything,
right.
And the fireworks drive him crazy.
Really?
So, which just kind of reminded me that we need to talk about this stuff. I have some people that take their dogs to the fireworks. Now, you really need to think about that, too. Last year, I know there was a dog that freaked out, and it ran away. And so we ended up with a lost dog situation because, you know, they didn't have it secured good enough on a leash. They thought it would be fine, and it wasn't. So seriously think about taking your dog to fireworks because you don't know how to react. And another reminder is of the products we have to help with fireworks. The product that's a gel you put in the inside of their mouth that works rather quickly. Now in the second year, and I'm getting some confidence in it that it works pretty well.
All right, so I would get the gel, put it inside of my three doggies' mouths, and it'll help calm them.
Yeah, it's a calming without tranquilizing. You know, the old standard way was to tranquilize them. Well, this is a calming agent without the tranquilization. And it's faster, too. You know, like the old tranquilizer, you'd have to get them in the middle of the afternoon so it's fully kicked in by the time the fireworks go off.
Diane, what did you say you heard putting on classic rock?
Yeah, something with a steady beat
and
kind of bass sound.
Classic rock, I used to have it in my lobby. I got to get my radios going again. You know, classic or classical as well are nice steady things will help them. You know, with my guys, I'm going to play with them before sundown to get them a little tired, bring them in, and then I'm going to shut all the curtains so there's no light stimulus from outside. And then, you know, put something on TV that sounds like our normal routine to help get them into, I'm going to take a nap now.
Yeah. Okay.
And that helps.
And you can't put muffs on dogs. They'll just get them off. No headsets or anything like that. All right.
I think I read a while back that they were trying putting contacts in chickens to see if they laid more eggs.
Come
back
on.
In the old days.
Is that right? That's craziness. Okay. Any other tips this morning for our doggies and cats?
No, just be safe. Because like I said, some of these guys really freak out. I mean, through the years, I've known dogs that have jumped through windows, knocked down doors. I mean, stuff like this happens. And so, you know, if they go to their safe spot, if it's a basement, a bathtub, you know, works pretty well, get them to their place and make sure they're set up pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. How do people find you?
And you know what? I've never heard of Kitty having a problem with it. If anybody's had a cat that has problems with fireworks, I'd love to hear about it.
A cat you just see sitting over there watching the dog struggle, and
that's
the cat
right.
would have
yeah,
little,
cats are loving it. Probably.
My little paws folded going, you have such issues.
That's right.
I mean, the cats are just, you know.
Total
cats.
Attitude.
Total
yeah.
attitude.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Todd. How do people find you?
Hey, we're easy to find. Kirby and Mattis or by the police station, Muhammad. 355-PETS, 586-PETS, and you can text us, whatever.
Tell Brucio. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens. All right. $20 to get the dog cleaned up is a nice deal.
355-PETS, the pet pro.
Yeah. Okay. Remember Scott Matz we had on the other day?
Yeah.
He's kind of a men's health guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him about Jordan Hicks. Elbow stability, you have to have it. And Jordan Hicks has a tear in his UCL, which
That's
is elbow
right.
related.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, acute tear injuries like an athlete would have are treated surgically with arthroscopy, but there are non-surgical treatments as well. But Tommy John certainly is an option. So there's that. The news came out yesterday. Jordan Hicks, the hardest thrower in Major League Baseball for the last 2 years, has a problem. He's 22 years old, and if he does a Tommy John, we know that's about a year. And if they come back at all, there's guys, I mean, Alex Reyes, one of the star young pitchers he just hasn't responded. Left the game the other night in AAA. So you never know. I mean, you have this monster athlete. You have this incredible talent. Been good since they were four. We used to take all of it, a knee, an elbow, and it's good night. It can end in a flash. That's just sports. That's how it works. Okay, we're going to break for the news. Be back. You can always text in on anything we say. 359-2255. That's Diane. It's Tuesday. I'm Stevie J. We'll be right back. It's 7:57.
And ESPN Radio.